It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
Hi, I'm Jamie Napolsky. Ooh, that sounded really quiet. Maybe I'm not close enough.
Get closer. I can't even hear myself, so who knows?
Oh, no.
It's one of those days.
That's like the story of every day.
Sorry. Yeah, actually, you sound pretty good to me.
Okay.
But so, I sound like crud.
No, you sound great.
Oh.
You sound great. In the mic.
You're normal, in my face.
Your normal voice, though. Okay, so we're going to talk some stats today.
Yay.
Let's talk about some things that are on the market. Let's share some cautionary things that are going on. Let's encourage
Let's
people
talk
to
about ChatGPT.
Oh, Lord.
AI.
Oh, Lord.
Answer engine optimization.
Okay. What do you want to start with?
No, I'm just... We just had a whole class on that, so...
He's obsessed with ChatGPT.
His name is Chad. He's my favorite son now.
I love him. He completes me.
How'd you know?
I know, because I can tell every time you talk about him, you're way too happy.
What was I going to...
You're going to do some stats of it. How'd we end last
year?
Yeah,
I had a lot of stuff. First of all, I'll do my little weekly quiz for you. This is in North Pole, so this is my little market quiz from the Alaska MLS, and then we'll jump into the Greater Fairbanks Board of Realtors MLS.
Okay.
So, average sales price, this is last week.
Oh.
Take a step.
300.
330.
Okay.
Which is down 3%. Average days on market?
90.
103, not too far off. And this one might throw you off. Average price per square foot. It's actually up 9.5%.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to guess 210.
243.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's not the normal, but okay. And again, this is only about a third of the brokers reporting. Only about a third of the reporters do the Alaska MLS. Our MLS does not report sales data. Now we're going to jump into our MLS, and we're just going to look at how 2025 finished up. We have to give some time for everybody to close their stuff out and catch back up and on our MLS system. And so we usually like to wait a little bit. So we waited a month. So here's our year-to-year comparison report. So this is, we'll break it down. First, we're going to do residential, and then I'll just do commercial as a roll-up, and I'll do land as a roll-up. But residential, we're going to break it down by area.
Yeah, sounds great.
But break it down. Okay. And then I might quiz you every once in a while, just to see. Okay, so this, so 2025, we sold 9% less houses in North Fairbanks for 5% more in volume. So the dollar amount actually went up. And the average sales price went up 15% in 2025 versus 2024.
Yeah.
So do you want to guess what the average sales price was?
310.
288 for North Fairbanks.
Oh, okay.
Again, then we'll do it. It's going to jump around.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a roll up at the end, what that means. And so, and then the quantity of active listings is almost the same. There's 163 the current period, 167. So, all right, let's go jump to Badger Rural North Pole. There was an 8% increase in the number of sales, a 16% increase in the volume. There's a 7% increase in price, average sales price. You want to guess what it is in the Badger and Rural North Pole MLS area? 330.
362.
Wow. And we have 3% more on the market. Okay, City of North Pole, it's 20% less sales in 2025, 16% less in volume, 5% more in average sales price at 366. And 7% less inventory currently. Out of area, if you guys care. Now let's just move on past that. East Rural, so that's kind of my neck of the woods, East Farmers Loop, Birch Hill, your area.
Yeah.
There was 7% more sales last year than in 2024. 21% more in volume. 13% more in average sales price. So it went from 290 to 327 and 2% less available on the market. Southwest Fairbanks, think West Freds. area-ish. I think that extends, might extend all the way over to University West. So 11% less houses sold. There is a, that represents a 10% decrease in volume, and then almost exact same average sales price and 13% less on the market. Let's go to, Southwest Fairbanks. Let's go to West Fairbanks. So Southwest Fairbanks, yes, I was more Fred's.
Yeah.
West Fairbanks is more University West, so okay. I apologize for that. So 11% down, number of sales down. That represents 10% in volume, almost the same average sales price, and 13% less inventory. So let me go back to Southwest Fairbanks. 35% more sales. So it went from 26 sales to 35 sales in Southwest Fairbanks. That 30% in volume increase, a minus 4% in average sales price, oddly, and 23% more inventory. So that's Southwest Fairbanks.
Nice.
Now, you know, we have Southwest Rural, so think Chena Ridge-ish area. That had a 15% increase in number of sales, a 34% increase in volume, a 17% increase in average sales price. It went from 362 to 423, and 14% more currently on the market. Interesting. Northwest Rural, think kind of Sheep Creek where it turns into Murphy Dome Road-ish area. Northwest Rural had a 7% decrease in the number of sales, 7% decrease in volume, holding steady on average sales price, and holding steady on inventory. Rural Fairbanks, that's most of Farmers Loop-ish, Goldstream-ish, that had a 9% increase in number of sales, 9% increase in volume. It had a holding flat on average sales price and 3% or in inventory. So not a lot of change there. Chena Hot Springs Road had a 3% increase in sales, a 21% increase in volume, a 17% increase in average sales price, and 19% more currently on the market than before. Parks Highway South, we're not going to get into. Saltra, we might as well. 50% more in sales. Again, there's only, you know, 14 and 21 sales, so just FYI. That represented a 61% increase in volume, not surprisingly. 7% increase in average sales price and 15% more on the market. Do people know that you're from Delta? They do now. You look stigmatized or something.
Thank you for that.
Delta had a 60% increase in sales with a reciprocal 59% increase in volume.
Yeah.
Average sales price was flat as well as current inventory.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That town has changed so much.
Yeah.
We went down there.
It's a boutique community
now. We went down there last summer, and I just couldn't. Even the stores have changed. The houses are like mega mansions.
Yeah. I've sold a couple down there that were pretty joyous.
Every time they're listed, I'm just like, what is happening here? I mean, thousands of square feet. Thousands. That was when I grew up there. That there were probably like five houses like that. Five. Now it's very common to have a 3,000-4,000 square foot home down there. That's just insane to me. So, yeah. It'd be so cool. I wish we had better statistics here. Like, I wish that there was more information, because it'd be cool to know is, you know, are we having more houses sold on Chena Hot Springs because people are finally letting go of some of their additional properties? Are people, like, I know definitely some of the houses I saw in Chena Hot Springs this year with some acreage, people were finally leaving Alaska. So they had built, they had houses with
maybe
acreage.
We look at the demographics.
Yeah, they finally were getting out of the state. But, you know, like some of the houses that were going out, I mean, a lot has been people leaving. So, like, actually leaving the state.
So I wonder if we could feed information from the borough, you know, like deeds of trust being recorded with the state of Alaska, get that information, and then we can look at the age of the house, the location, how big the house is.
Yeah. Like I did a swap this year. So I did a house sale where the family sold their house and they needed to upgrade to a larger house.
Oh, a house swap.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that hadn't happened in quite a long time. And but I felt, you know, like for a long time during COVID, we were talking about how people were upgrading or downsizing, right. or but I'm now more and more I feel like I'm hearing we're retiring out of the state of Alaska, or we're getting closer to family, or so some of the houses that I feel like are coming on the market that are really desirable, our people are finally...
I'm going to an appointment just like that tomorrow.
Are leaving...
Yep, for listing.
Yeah, are leaving the state. And so I think that we've been seeing, or people have... Like, I have a couple houses that people are always like, oh my gosh, whenever that house comes on the market, that would just be... That's like my dream house. And so I think that that's just really interesting. I think it would just be an interesting
statistic. What's the website? Watchmyhouse.com? Or
yes.
Remember that?
Yes. How just...
that,
yes.
That creepy thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so the all that information rolled up together for Fairbanks and North Pole, there was a 7% increase in sales overall. So we went from
last year?
Yeah, so in 2024, we sold 1,162 houses. In 2025, we sold 1,243 houses.
Okay.
So that's up 7%. It's 14% in volume. The average sales price went up 6%. And inventory is up 4%.
Okay.
So that's for the whole. Now I'm going to jump to land. I'm not going to break them down just like we did, but I'm just going to roll up, give you the grand total.
Yeah.
Land was down 3% in number of sales. The volume was even. The average sales price is up 4%. And the number currently on the market is 1%. So basically just flat.
Okay.
Flat for land, meaning no changes from 2024 to 2025.
Okay.
Commercial, we don't get a lot, so we'll see if there's enough reported here to do that. 23%, number of sales up 23%, volume up 36, average sales price up 11, and inventory up 6%.
Hmm.
So kind of interesting. And let's do multifamily, see how many reported for multifamily. Yeah, there's enough. Down 11%, number of sales down 34% in volume. Down 3% average sales price and 6% more on the market.
Yeah.
That's representing 40, 45 sales. So,
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. It'd almost be interesting how long the multifamilies are on the market.
If you give me a second, I can find that out.
Just because I feel like
there's other fun reports we
can
do.
For a lot of them, they are taken very quickly when it comes to rentals. If you have the money and the ability, I do feel like, and I say that just because, like I was sharing with you before we started today, the cabins that posted that, I mean, everything has been slow right now in January. You have a little bit of time to look. And then the last probably six houses that have hit the market have been off the market within a week. Those cabins, which were two rentals on 2 acres, hit the market, and I don't think they were even on for maybe 48 hours. 48 hours, they were
aggressive.
Priced. Yeah, they were aggressive, priced phenomenally. But there's been a couple things that have hit the market very quickly that have been gone very quickly. So when it comes to rentals, I feel like if you can afford to jump into that business, if that interests you at all, they're going. Even this one that I had gone into that was... The one part of the duplex was beautiful. The other part was kind of awkward. I think it just needed to be have a little bit to it reimagined, and it would have been a really beautiful duplex. It finally sold. The location was phenomenal, though. It was on the river, phenomenal location. I think it had some great features to it. It had amazing space. It just needed a couple tweaks, and it was going to be a phenomenal rental.
Okay, so here's some more. So this... Current active inventory, again, active inventory is active sometimes for a reason. It could be overpriced.
Yeah.
It could be just not desirable for some reason. It could have some functional obsolescence. It could have be too far away. It could just need help.
Yeah.
So all on the market, there's 531 on the market. Average list price, 326. Average days on market, 299. That's crazy. So let's find out why that is. That land is killing it. So let's just break it down to residential. So all residential, there's 145 on the market. Average list price 359. Average days on market 103. So remember, that's active inventory. We'll get to the sold data in a second. So 0 to 1 bedroom, there's 23 active. Average list price 147 with 114 days average on market. Two bedrooms, 23 on the market. Average list price is $216,000 for 114 average days on market. Three bedrooms, there's 66 active for an average of $414,000, 106 days average days on market. And a four bedroom, there's 17 of them, 472 average list price with 81 days average on market. And five bedrooms or more, there's 16. Average list price is about five and a quarter and about 78 days on the market.
Yep.
Lands, there's 271. Average list price is 128. That kind of surprises me. Average days on market is 443. That's why we take land listings for usually a year, if not more.
Yeah.
Commercial, there's 47. Average list price is 1.4 million. Average days on market, 236 days. Multifamily, there's 17 on the market. Average list price is 1.2 million, about 104 days on the market. Hmm. The multifamily then is broken down by type bedrooms. And I won't go into rentals. You might, so average rental is about 1800 active on the market. With wow. I'm just looking at the average days on market. ours are, we run about a 0 to 5% vacancy rate we have for 18 years.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of surprised at some of the stuff, but anyway, zero to one bedrooms is about 1200, two bedrooms is about 1650, three bedrooms, 2200, four bedrooms, 3500. There's only one of those on the market. Okay. Let's jump into the sales data. That's what you're asking about.
Yeah, I think we got to take a quick break though. And then you can,
she's fine.
Then you can jump into sales data.
My son, Chad, Chad doesn't interrupt me.
I know. That's why, fine. That's why I have to interrupt you.
All right. Okay, we'll be back with some super duper stats right after this.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on eight of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And our friend Jamie.
Oh my gosh. This is so weird when we have poor Lisa on and we don't have her on. We got to change that.
Who's Lisa?
Oh, stop it.
She's out of my life. Chad's the only one for me now.
Oh my God. All right. If you're just joining us today, we are talking some stats. We're just talking about some things that happened the end of our year, 2025.
And we're talking about AI and replacing our wives with ChatGPT.
Our wives. Oh, my wife has been replaced. Kirk is obsessed with ChatGPT. So
like
you're
Amazon.
Probably going to hear about it for the next 25, 50 shows. I'm assuming because
nope,
he references Chad AKA Chad.
I'm going to replace you with AI.
I'm very aware based on today's meeting about how I was going to be replaced. So anyway, if you're just joining us, we're going to do some finish up our stats. We've just been talking sales, and we were just jumping into looking at rentals. Because again, if it is something that interests you, I think there's always two things. So one thing I just always want to mention, and I just did it again this year. I started, kicked off my 2026 year. I had a client. We were house hunting, not finding the right house. And I saw this fantastic duplex. And she said, I feel like we're about to do a 180. I don't know what to do. And meaning she wasn't sure about a house. She felt like she needed a little bit more area. We were looking for a mother-in-law. We went and saw everything on the market with a mother-in-law in it. And then she needed an extra space for her daughter, her older daughter. And so we were just, she said, I don't know. I feel like I need to do a 180. I said, you know what? I'm just going to send you everything I have, everything that's on the market right now. Let's just take a look. So there were two duplexes on the market that I could find that were in town. I sent them over, and we went and saw the one that was in town closest to her work, and it literally checked every single box. Every box. Transaction so far has been fantastic, but we, of course, made an offer. She wants to live in the one side. But I think, and again, she's probably going to end up right now, she's going to rent the other side. So I just think that if that's a fantastic way to always do a duplex for yourself, to live in one side, rent out the other side, let it help pay for your mortgage, or, you know, and then eventually you can upgrade to something different. I think it's always a great stepping stone. The duplex side is fabulous.
Yeah, no, like, I love that.
It has a master suite that is stunning, has a very beautiful living room. It's a three bedroom. It has a one car garage. That's all she wanted, was to be able to park her car in the garage. But I think that there's always the ability to check out those things. And I think sometimes we immediately think, I need to buy a house. I need to buy a house. I need to buy a house. But maybe you can't afford the house that you want.
Right.
So a duplex or a triplex. I just think that there's different things on the market, especially if a garage is important. But you can't afford a house with a garage. Trying that duplex out for right now and then being able to upgrade in a year or two. I know it puts things on hold. So, of course, I was like, I'm going to do everything. Literally, we're just going to talk every week. I will just keep updating you about the process. My goal is to take on as much stress as possible, so that you have as little to no stress through this process, so you can focus on all the other things. And so, yes, that's exactly what she wanted. But I think, or even if you can get into that business. So if that's something that interests you, to be in a triplex or a fourplex or a duplex and do the rental business, if I was 10 or 15 years younger, I would completely be a landlord and do that and love every, I always have these dreams where I'm like, yes.
So if you're like in your 50s or 60s?
Yes. If I was 50 or 60, I would totally landlord it out. I had this dream where I was like, oh my gosh, Kirk, we could totally do this. We could do some, you know how you're always like, let's think outside the box and let's do some crazy things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we could landlord, like we could do something together.
True.
We could joint buy some things. I was like, what would we buy? Then I was like, and then if we feel like it's too crazy, we could hand it over to the property managers within the office.
True.
And then I just went, maybe we're too old for that. I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to come back to that at some point. But
I
just can't do 2 a.m. calls anymore where I feel like I have to go out to the situation. I've got to have somebody else handle that stuff.
I mean, we've got 18 years experience now and we've got our systems down pretty pat, so we don't have to.
Yes.
Even a freeze alarm hasn't called me in only once this year.
Yep.
We have it set up to call all of us. Calls the owner, me, calls the two property managers. We only have three property managers now, so it calls five people, but only once. I mean, we have our stuff pretty dialed in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, let's jump back into
sales. Okay, so that, we just went through all the active stuff, so those days on market, average prices, all that's going to be different from the actual sales.
Yeah.
So we'll take a look. So last year... and I'm not going to do all, just jump right into real estate because we don't want to smush land and multifamily. And so residential, I'm going to ask you, Jamie doesn't know the answer to this. I don't think most of whoever's listening to the show is going to know this, but what percent of the residential properties that were listed, the homes that were listed, what percentage sold, would you guess? Oh. And I use this formula when I
70.
When I bring on very close, 78.
Okay.
77 and a half. But I use this data when I bring on new agents. So yeah. When we're calculating what they want to make, we have to click, okay, how many listings you're going to take, yeah. Actually how many you sell. So that's a pretty decent number. So 78% sold. Average sales price? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Average list price that sold. So it's average sales price.
I'm going to say 340.
God, Jamie, 341.
Okay.
You're on fire. Oh, that's list price. My bad.
Oh.
List price. But average sales price is $338.
Okay.
So that holds true. So list price to sales price is 98.96, okay. So 99%.
Oh.
All the years I've been doing this, Jamie,
yeah.
And I probably preached on the show a million times, it's been not around 98, 99% list price to sales price.
Yeah.
Every time. Every yeah. year I look at this, no matter what market, 98. So I have to use that often, that information often, because sometimes a buyer is like, oh, I just want to offer $200,000 less. I'm like,
yeah,
no,
I know.
We're 99% list price to sales price. So yeah. So that tells me a lot of people actually are doing their homework.
Yes.
The realtors are doing their homework. The buyers and sellers are doing their homework. And so,
yep.
But we've been like that for over 20 years. Average days on market. Again, we're looking at sales stuff. Sales stuff is always going to be shorter than the yep. stuff that's currently on the market.
I'd say 81. Oh, way down?
Way down.
Oh, okay. 42?
33.
Oh, okay.
So the stuff that sold, the 1,600 houses that were sold, 33 days on market was average for 2025.
Yeah, that okay. makes sense.
We had 7% expire off. And the average list price.
Can I ask one quick
question? Unsold, yeah, it's 361. So the average list price is 337. Average list price is 361. So there's a percentage of the houses out there that were just uneducated and overpriced.
Yeah. I wonder with our expired data, because some of them I see expire, but then they relist them. So I'm wondering if that, if some of them even expired and we put them back on, or if they let them expire and then go away.
That would be a
you know what
question
I mean?
For, yeah, for yeah. Rez and for Paragon.
Yep.
Okay. I'll break down my bedrooms because that's kind of fun. And we have some time. No, we don't. I better hurry this up. I'm going to jump to land then. guess what percentage of land listings sold?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to say 42.
50.
Oh, okay.
Or 51% if we want to round up. Average list price.
I wonder why that is though. I would say just because a lot of like land is out there, but there's no builders. You know what I mean? So I think people weigh, don't you feel like people, I mean, I guess this is just people I talk to, but I feel like people weigh, do I buy land and hold on to it? Or is it better for me to buy a house that already has something like land with a house already on it?
Well, it's always cheaper to buy used than yeah. new. So,
right. So I feel like, I mean,
I love new construction, but it's just
great.
It's not
right.
feasible because
that tells me there's 50% out there
COVID.
People finding people to build or hold on to it to build eventually because we definitely have.
Are you asking
those.
Why 50% didn't sell? I yeah. think it's been close for yeah. that way for 20 years. I
sure.
don't think it's changed.
That
makes it's
sense.
Just people roll numbers out. They make there's a lot more just people making up numbers and throwing it out there versus
yeah, that makes sense
actually too. Looking at what you need to price it at to sell it.
Yeah.
So there's less serious sellers selling land than
yeah.
selling homes.
Okay. That makes sense.
The average list price?
For land?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 30.
78, almost oh. 79. Average sold price?
64.
70. So that represents a roughly 89% list price to sales price.
Okay.
Average days on market for the sold?
Oh my gosh, 365.
204.
Okay.
So the ones that did sell took... you know, 6-7 months to sell. So
yeah.
just keep that in mind. If you do market appropriately, it's going to take a while to sell. That's
yeah.
why we do 12-month contracts. Commercial, we had 42% sale. Average sold price, or average list price is about 750,000. Average sales price is about 750,000. So about 98% list price to
yeah.
sales price. Average days on market, 164 days. Again, that's why we usually do longer commercial contracts because it can take longer. Multifamily. 55% sold. Average list price was $534. Average sales price was $520.
How have you talked for 30 minutes on stats?
Oh my God. Okay, everybody, we have to go. If you
This was super fun, though. I loved it. I mean, really, I think hopefully we've given you some great advice that, you know, if you're
selling
your land.
You guys can't see me, but I'm holding a paperclip to her throat. She has to say these nice words.
I think it's been great. So thank you for joining us for some stats.
Stay tuned for
Behind the Mission
with the United Way. Take care, you guys. Have a good Saturday. Bye.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.